It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being here with us. Appreciate you. With everything we've got here, we're so happy that you're here along board with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS, 40 years now in the same format. So proud to have so many listeners who have been with us the whole time. We're many, many years loyal to us. They're with us because they know we're bringing neighborhood inspiration stuff. We're being inspiring and empowering to you, and we're going to keep on doing that. And we're so glad you're here with us. Appreciate you so much. You know that sounder? It means it's time now for a house call with Dr. Tracy Linhart, the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You can go online to peaksofhealth.com and look at their great interactive website, or you give them a call, 727-826-0838. If you hurry, you could still get in, right? It's not, January's not over yet.
Yeah, you still can get in.
You say radio when you call, and they will give you the $99 weight loss special. Usually it's $99 a week. You'll get the whole 4 weeks for just $99. Kathy's very excited. She's going over on February the 5th. She's going to get started.
Awesome.
Yeah. She's going to get started with it. So it's very, very cool. So go ahead and do that. 727-826-0838. All right, Dr. Linhart, how are you?
I am doing okay.
I know. I'm so sorry. You lost a dear member of the family.
Yes, we did. I lost Coco, which is my Himalayan Persian for the last 18 and a half years.
Oh.
So she's precious to the family.
Sure she was. She's a member of the family. Well, our heart is with you. I'm so sorry.
But she died in peace.
Okay, that's good. And she's in cat heaven right now. I promise you that. Okay, so, all right, we're going to talk today about fatty acids, right? Tell me a little bit about that. I kind of feel like, am I a fatty acid? If you look at me and go, you're a fatty acid.
Well, we all have a lot of fat in our system.
You're a fatty acid, aren't you?
Our bodies are comprised of fatty
acids. That was
actually
one of my nicknames in college was, hey, here he comes, fatty acid.
Well, we forget that these are a huge building block to our system. All of us, the walls around our cells that allow things to go in and out are made of fatty acids. So
really?
We have bad fat. We have bad cells, basically. So things don't move, you know. So, and we kind of, some of it's got a bad rap. You know, we kind of think of, you know, saturated fat is really bad. And for a long time, you know, we were saying, you know, you got to go down on saturated fat, you can't eat it. But some of the saturated fats are actually fairly healthy for you. Now you start hearing some things like coconut oil. You know, we all hear how good coconut oil is for us and stuff like that. So some of these things are actually fairly healthy for us in moderation.
In moderation. Okay, so in other words, everything has to get into the cell, and it has to get through that fatty acid to get into the cell. So, well, if the wrong acid, fatty acids are there, we're not going to get the cell membrane and all that. You're not going to get stuff into the cell.
Exactly. Those membranes are made up of fatty acids. So again, if we have a lot of, you know, inflammatory fatty acids in our systems like omega-6, you know, then we are going to have stiffened walls. So things can't move fluidly in and out. So we don't get nutrients into our cells. You know, things don't work correctly.
Wow.
And think about our, you know, brains, especially. Our brains are primarily made of fat, you know, so that's why they call you fathead. The term came from there, I think.
But
if you have really bad fat in your system, then your brain is not going to be functioning very well either. That's why you hear about, you know, a lot of people doing coconut oil for brain health and things like that.
Okay, so let's go over it again. Give us an overall, besides that being the part of the cell membrane, a fatty acid is what?
Well, fatty acid, again, is the actual fat in our system, but it's, you know, they are different molecular chains. You have omega-3s, you have omega-6 fatty acids, you have omega-7 fatty acids, omega-9 fatty acids. It all depends on how many carbon chains they have. That's how they're called that, and how many links they have.
Okay, so then the number's not just arbitrary, that, okay, we want to name it 3, 6, 7. No, it depends on how many links it has.
Exactly. It depends on the carbon links. Depends on whether they're called omega-3s, omega-6s, omega-9s, omega-7s.
Okay.
And depending on which ones they are, they also turns around and decides what, if that one is better for you or worse for you. Like omega-6 is considered more inflammatory in most cases. Omega-3, everybody thinks of fish oil.
Yeah.
That's omega-3.
Right.
And that they've considered very anti-inflammatory.
Okay. So let's break them down a little bit. Let's start with 3. Tell me about 3 and what it's all about.
Well, omega-3, you're going to hear about a few things. Something called ALA, which is the basic molecule of omega-3. So that's the top one. And then from there, it turns into DHA and EPA. So one's called alpha-linolenic acid.
What?
I like these big terms, I know.
Did you sneeze? What was that?
Alpha-linolenic acid.
And she just rolls it right off the tongue. I'd be going, hava faba baba saba laba laba.
Hey, I got to practice this.
Do you really? You practice
it? Not really.
No. I knew you did.
I just
you're just too good. You're like, I got it. I got it. I got a fat head. I'm big. I'm small. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Yeah. So the second one is DHA, and that's primarily a brain, you know, more in the brain and things. So this is the one that you'll see in a lot of infant's milk and things like this for brain health, you know. And then EPA is primarily the body inflammation. So you'll see that in a lot of adult fish oils. So you'll see a combination of what they call EPA, DHA. So that's what you're looking for when you look at the fish oil.
So that's a good supplement. You've had me on for a number of years here, the fish oil. So omega-3 is good for you. Again, in the right moderation, the right dosing with you doing it, not just running out and getting it done on your own. Because there's good kinds and there's not so good kinds, right?
Well, omega-3 is made from many different things. You know, originally from plant algae, but a lot of times they get it from the different fish that eat the algae. So the bigger the fish, the more oil. However, also the more mercury that's probably in that fish. So you need to know where your source is coming from, and you need to know the contaminants in that. So a lot of fish oil you buy off the shelf has a high mercury content. So if you're taking high dosing fish oil, you're going to end up with quite a bit of mercury and contaminants in there.
That's not good.
That's not good. That's why, you know, when we actually look at our fish oil, we look at grading scales. There's an international fish grading scale called IFOS.
Is there really?
International fish grading scale, basically. It's called FIOS.
Imagine that that conference at the end of the year. Huh? That's a bond burner.
Oh,
that's
I tell you. Those guys party. It's got to be really exciting.
Those guys party, I can tell you that much.
But, you know, with that, they test the fish oil and they grade them from 1 through 5. So if you don't even get on the system, you know, you're not even a 1, you know, but they have to be pharmaceutical grade just to meet the 1, but they have different criteria. So a grade 1 could be 1 in 10 or 1 in 100 parts per million. A grade 5 is 1 in a trillion parts per million. So there's a huge difference between the two.
And again, you're going off the shelf and you're getting it from GNC. You don't know that. You're not looking. You as a doctor have done the research and gotten the right kind for the for your patients. And you do that with all your medic. You don't let anything come in the building until you've inspected it, checked out how it was compounded, checked out how it was put together, and that it's the right kind for your patient.
Well, exactly. Because, you know, people go on the shelf and they get these pharmaceutical grade fish oil. Well, pharmaceutical grade is probably grade 1 if it came off the shelf.
Right.
You know, you usually don't get a grade 5 until you hit a prescription version or you're getting it from a physician.
Right, exactly. And I've been on it now for 2 years, and it has a lot of value to be on that omega-3.
It does. It has a lot of value, especially, you know, again, that anti-inflammatory effect to it. You can actually go higher doses for, you know, more anti-inflammatory. It works similar to an aspirin in much higher doses. You can use it for a pain reliever, even in higher doses. There's studies from Yale and Harvard. One of the main guys who did it was Dr. Barry Sears.
Oh, I know him. Sure. I got the trading card.
Yeah. Anyway, he actually wrote the Zone Diet.
Okay.
And so he did a ton of research on fish oil. You know, when I got to talk to him, it was really interesting, some of the research that came out of there.
Really?
Where they were actually getting people off of methadone and things like that with just high enough doses to hit the inflammation of their pain.
Wow, that's really impressive.
And they were taking some barely guided doses, though.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know, it was just very interesting, some of the things he had done with, because he studied it extensively. You know, and we're talking about people with, you know, prediabetes. We're talking about people with any kind of inflammatory disease. It really helps with cardiovascular disease, lowering cholesterol levels, lowering triglyceride levels. It has so many different benefits in the system. It is amazing.
Wow.
So one of my staples.
So again, that's a good one. Omega-3 is a good one. Now, the next one is omega-6.
Well, omega-6 is going to be a little bit more inflammatory. And again, omega-6 is very important. You have to have a certain level of both. You know, you can't turn around and, you know, get huge levels of omega-3 and distort your omega-6, because there is something called GLA in omega-6 that is very healthy for you. That's the gamma-linolenic acid.
Oh, yeah.
Gamma, I like the linolenic.
Gamma-linolenic.
But there's one called arachidonic acid.
What?
This is the bad player. AA.
Are you guys seriously just make this list? So somebody let's get the craziest, goofiest thing.
Yeah.
Arachnophobia. Okay, good. We could use that. Let's turn that into a thing.
Or maybe they claimed that's how they got it.
I think that is. Somebody, a spider landed on the table while they were making them up. Oh, good. Arachna. There it is.
Yeah, and that stuff's a bad actor. But again, I mean, you know, again, things like GLA is necessary for skin, things like that. It's one of the reasons why my thyroid patients get dry skin. is because the thyroid, you know, when it's not working and it's really low, prevents your body from making GLA. And so that actually causes the dry skin and hypothyroidism.
Okay, so again, omega-6 has value, but it also has some more inflammatory parts to it. So you got to be, again, under your supervision and get it done right.
Exactly. It stimulates, you know, some of the inflammatory cascades, some of these, you know, what we call cytokines, which are chemicals that cause a lot of inflammation in our body. Bad actors.
The inflammatory
They make the
what?
Blood sticky.
The inflammatory cascade?
The inflammatory cascade.
If I ever start a band, that's what I'm going to call it. The inflammatory cascades.
Oh, there you go. I like that name.
Is that? That's a great name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, coming now to the stage, the inflammatory cascades. All right, never mind.
But, you know, and same thing. You need inflammation in certain things. Because if you, you know, turn around and get hurt or you turn around and cut yourself, that inflammation is what stops the bleeding. That's our initial response, is inflammation and an injury, to get the healing process going. So if we turn around and block it completely, then that's not going to work for us.
So again, there is different values. Omega-3 has one value. Omega-6 has another. They both have some things in it that you got to do it right, that you got to have Dr. Lenhart do it. You don't go to GNC and just buy this stuff off the shelf. You don't know what you're doing, okay? Do you try to fix the electrical system in your house all by yourself, or do you get an electrician? Same thing here, boys and girls. Do not go on to GNC. Okay, I'm going to get some omega-6 and 3 and 7 and 9. I'm just going to go crazy and just not taking it. No, that's not getting it done. Go see Dr. Lenhart. Because, again, I was explaining this to somebody. I was at an event Monday night, the Taste of Safety Harbor, and I was talking to some people about you, as a matter of fact. And I was telling them, okay, now both of you may have the same disease, the same thing wrong with you. But it was found to be that you got it in a different way. There were different environmental things. There were different genetics involved. So you're going to treat it completely different for those two people. Each person's an individual. So what omegas they need, what fatty acids they need, are very, very unique to just who they are.
Exactly. I mean, anything with supplements, you know, there's different kinds of everything. And depending on what's going on with that particular patient, it depends on which one we choose, whether it's a drug or a medication for blood pressure or for diabetes, or whether it is, you know, a actual supplement to help that system go along.
So that's why it's critically important, boys and girls. If you're not feeling right and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I want you to call 727-826-0838. Again, that's 727-826-0838. It's Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. It's at 1120 Belcher Road South, right there between East Bay and Olmerton. He has a 7,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility. Let's get everything in there, from urgent care to clinics for things like thyroid and weight loss, hormones. There's all sorts of things. All the disciplines are there. They have the area now for the IVs and for all that kind of stuff. All your medical needs and you being treated like an individual, and find out what's actually going on. That's why I want you to call 727-826-0838 or go to the website peaksofhealth.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. So far, we've done omega-3 and omega-6. Let's see what 7 and 9 is all about.
Sounds good.
When we come right back. I love you and I love Jesus.
Arrangements. Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your pre-arranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Linhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
Looking for a place to worship, belong, and serve with other believers? Join us at Abundant Life Ministries at 1550 Belcher Road South in Largo. We are a life-giving, spirit-filled church that is culturally relevant but biblically sound. We're about loving God and loving people. Our five purposes are worship, connect, grow, serve, and share. Sunday services are 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m. Wednesday night at 7 p.m. is family night with something for all ages, including nursery, kids clubs, the Tribe Student Ministries, the Well Young Adult Group, Celebrate Recovery, and Adult Bible Study. We are an outreach church that is active in the community, the region, and all over the world. Pastor Anthony McDaniel and his wife Kendra have been immersed in ministry since childhood and have been serving this community faithfully for over 20 years. Check out our television broadcasts on WCLF Christian Television Network Channel 2 or HD Channel 1002 on Sundays at 10 a.m. with a rebroadcast on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Visit our website and see a live stream of our services at ALM.TV. Like us on Facebook to see what's going on and check out our YouTube channel at Abundant Life 1550.
Segment now. Thanks for sticking around for the show today, the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy on the board. We're in the middle of our time with Dr. Tracy Lenhardt. We have a house call with her every Wednesday. She is the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Peaksofhealth.com is a great interactive website. She also has a phone number you should call right away, 727-826-0838. She still has the special. Just say radio when you call, and you'll get the four-week weight loss program. It's usually $99 a week. You'll get the whole 4 weeks for $99. That's a great deal, but you got to do it before January ends, so hurry up and get that done. We're right now talking to her about fatty acids and about how that's what your cell membranes are made up of. So if your fatty acids and your cell membranes therefore are no good, you're not getting any nutrients into your cells.
Exactly. It makes a big difference. I mean, it's one of the things, you know, as I said, omega-3 fish oil is one of the staples of, you know, one of our programs, and mainly because, you know, we need that good healthy fat into our system, because through our diet we get lots of omega-6. And so most people have a higher ratio. So this, for example, eggs alone, you know, most people don't realize eggs are, you know, high in saturated fat, but they're fairly high. The omega-6 to omega-3 ratio is 20 to 1 in a regular egg.
Oh, wow.
You switch to an organic egg and you just switch that ratio almost from 21 to 2 to 1. It's a huge difference.
Wow.
So that's where the organic eggs are much healthier for you because of what they fed the chickens.
Exactly. All right. So far we've done omega-3 and we've done omega-6. Now let's look at omega. Which one you want to do next? 7 or 9?
7.
Let's go in order. Let's go in order. Omega-7, which again is how many different...
This is going to be, you know, where you're kept seven carbon chains before
right,
the double
how many
bond.
Chains, right.
And so here, omega-7 is a new player on the block. So this is kind of the new boy on the block. And, you know, what we found is, you know, it's the highest anti-inflammatory omega. It's much better than omega-3 as far as inflammation is concerned in the studies that we're looking at. The difference is they usually couldn't separate it out. So now they can separate the two components out and get that anti-inflammatory component by itself. And so it's just amazing. We can actually combine that with omega-3. We use something called omega-10, which means 3 and 7.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm glad she explained that to me because I was going,
yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks, Don.
Just in case.
I appreciate it, buddy. You're all right.
You couldn't add that.
Okay.
But, you know, with that, instead of taking, in order to get the amount of anti-inflammation we need for just omega-3, instead of taking 10, 12, or 15 capsules of fish oil to get to those levels, we can use up 2 to 4. By combining it, they're that synergistic together. They work that well together to get that inflammation out of there.
Wow. So when you combine those two, whew, you're talking,
yeah, it's like omega-3 on steroids.
I'm coming to get you with my omega-10.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
I'm omega-10. I'm coming to get you. Give you the inflammation. Wow. Okay, so that's cool. So 7 is kind of just newly discovered, or more importantly, newly discovered how to utilize it.
How to utilize it. They finally figured out how to actually process it properly for the benefit.
For the benefit.
You know, and omega-9 is, you know, a player on the block, but we don't really use it as far as giving people omega-9. Some people find 3, 6, 9. You can get plenty of omega-9 because it's primarily olive oil. Is an omega-9.
Okay.
So most people will actually consume it through their diet.
Gotcha. All right. So omega-9, let's break that one down a little bit.
well, omega 9, of course, you know, you have the benefits. Olive oil is well known to be very good. The problem with some of the oils, like olive oil, has a low heat point. So it's not an oil that you really want to cook in high heat with, because it damages it and oxidizes the oil. And most oils do. That's one of the reasons why coconut oil is a really good oil to cook in, because it has a much higher flame point.
Okay.
But
well,
we've
all cooked in olive oil for so many years. We thought that was the standard way to go.
It becomes a damaged fat when you cook in it.
And nobody knew this all this time. I'm eating damaged fat. That explains a lot.
Yeah, same thing when you hit the barbecue oil with the high heat.
Ah, yeah, yeah. And then you hit the button afterwards and boom, you get knocked across the porch.
Exactly.
That happened more than once.
And you barbecue Pete.
You got little singe marks on your beard and stuff. Okay, so omega-9 you find in olive oil. Well, tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, omega-9 has, again, a lot of good properties of inflammation. You know, it's very healthy for you. It's very cardiovascular healthy, healthy for your heart. And it's very healthy, you know, even again, when we're talking about things like cholesterol, triglycerides, you know, there's a misnomer that, you know, you eat too much fat, you get higher cholesterol. Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't have seen those significantly lower cholesterol levels when people ate Atkins.
Yeah, right.
Nobody could explain that, you know, but if you know how cholesterol is produced in the body, yes, you know, cholesterol is fat, but it's fat usually made from sugar. So when you have high carbohydrates, you're actually turning the excess sugar into cholesterol and triglycerides.
Hmm.
You know, so your body actually forms that and makes that in the liver. So your cholesterol is made in your liver. It's, you know, part of what you consume can make that cholesterol. And yes, you can actually take in humongous amounts of cholesterol that would turn into fat, but you actually usually have to take it in with sugar.
Okay. So there you go. So there's omega-3, there's omega-6, there's omega-7, there's omega-9. You can take 3 and 7, put them together, and that equals, go ahead, boys and girls, 10. And all those, again, those are things you shouldn't do on your own. Don't just start taking omega because, oh, everybody says they do. Everyone's like, oh, that's the latest craze. Let's just go do it. But no, you can't do it on your own. You got to go see Dr. Tracy first.
Exactly. And it's still moderation. You know, you measure levels. And you can actually measure fatty acid levels in the body. You can actually measure somebody's omega-3s and 6s and 9s and see where they are.
And then see to get them to the optimal level.
Exactly.
Because, again, we're not talking about just getting them to the, okay, we're there. We want to get them to the optimal level and do it right.
Optimal. And you want to have the right ratios.
Right.
You know, so you don't want to totally take just so much of one and throughout the ratio of another one.
See, so once again, do not self-medicate. Do not attempt to do this on your own. Do not go to the GNC and just grab stuff. Call 727-826-0838. Get on the website, peaksofhealth.com, and have Dr. Tracy Lennart do the blood work. Find out what needs to be balanced, what you need, how to get it to you the right way, the kind that she gets, not the kind you get off the streets, and do it right. Do it the right way and get healthy.
Yep, exactly.
Have you got a seminar coming up?
We do. We have a seminar coming up on the 28th. It's going to be on the hormones. So we're doing bioidentical hormone replacement. So it's going to include, I think I'm going to include a little bit extra this time. You know, there's some new research out there, so we're going to show that. So
it's very interesting research.
That's very interesting research coming up.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to be on the 28th?
The 28th at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at the Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Again, the address is 1120 Belcher Road South in Largo. Make sure you put Belcher Road South. Don't put South Belcher Road, because that's all the way in Clearwater. 1120 Belcher Road South in Largo. You need to register for the seminar. They're free. Okay, but if you register, this makes you lazy. You get a seat because they get really crowded. So 727-826-0838. And you're the one presenting?
I'm the one presenting this one.
So that means?
That means you get 50% off your new patient visit if you show up while I'm talking.
If you show up while she's talking at that seminar and you register to be a new patient, half off the new patient. That's a very big savings and get you to your health. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired, Doc. And I was telling them, again, on Monday night, I was talking about you to 4 or 5 different sets of people all night as I'm walking around, you know? And you're like my cocktail party conversation as I talk about you. Is that okay?
I'm very interesting.
You're extremely interesting.
What can
so
I say?
So I'm sitting there at a cocktail party, and I don't want to say, I'm like, so let me tell you about my metabolic functional integrative medicine doctor, my friend Dr. Tracy Lennon. I tell them all about you, and they're all like, wow. Because it really is individualized medicine that really takes great care of people. You're seeing unbelievable results, and you're doing it with passion and compassion, and we're all proud of you.
No, thank you. It is. It's great because I finally get to see people get better instead of putting that Band-Aid on it all the time.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So again, 727-826-0838. 800-288-0838. Call now. Make an appointment. Get over there. Get the blood work done. Let Dr. Tracy Lennart spend time with you and show you what's actually happening in your body. That's what she did for me. And then she'll get you on the right course. When all the doctors say there's nothing we can do for you or it's just in your head, Dr. Lennart is saying, no. I'm going to keep drilling down until I find it, and then we're going to do something about it. We're going to be proactive about the things that might be even coming up ahead. And we're going to get you to be at your peak of health. Doc, thanks so much for all you do, and thanks for coming on the show each week. I appreciate it. I learn something from you every week.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.